Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, March 19, 2025.
Mahmoud Khalil's arrest and its implications. Mahmoud Khalil, a passionate Palestinian student activist at Columbia University, was arrested on June 1, 2025, during a crackdown on anti-Israel protests by the Trump administration. Currently held in a federal detention center for immigrants in Louisiana, he awaits deportation proceedings while his legal team fights for his rights in a U.S. district court. His arrest has ignited a firestorm of concern among supporters who see it as a serious infringement on free speech. Khalil has been a leading voice in Colombia's pro-Palestinian movement, sparking significant debate across campuses nationwide. Despite holding a U.S. permanent residency green card since 2024, he was abruptly informed that his student visa had been revoked without explanation. This troubling case highlights critical issues surrounding immigration policies and the rights of international students in the U.S. What does this mean for the future of free expression in America?
Meta's new measures against misinformation in Australia. Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is stepping up its fight against misinformation and deepfakes in Australia ahead of the national election in May 2025. Their new independent fact-checking program aims to identify and remove false content that could incite violence or disrupt voting. Cheryl Sito, Meta's head of policy in Australia, highlighted that misleading content will receive warning labels, and its reach will be limited in users' feeds. The Australian government is also considering regulations that would require large tech companies to pay local news organizations for advertising revenue generated from their content. This adds pressure on Meta and other social media platforms to comply while managing user-generated content. Meta's initiatives aren't just focused on Australia. The company has faced similar challenges during elections in India, Britain, and the United States. With the rise of deepfakes complicating the battle against misinformation, Meta must enforce a ban on users under 16 by the end of 2025. As the election nears, opinion polls show a tight race between the opposition Liberal National Coalition and the ruling Labour Party, making Meta's proactive measures essential for a fair electoral process.
Trump to release JFK assassination documents. Former President Donald Trump is preparing to unveil about 80,000 pages of documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, which shocked the nation in 1963 in Dallas, Texas. This release aims to fulfill his promise for greater transparency about this pivotal moment in history. The JFK assassination has long fascinated the public, with many questioning whether Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. In January 2017, Trump ordered the declassification of certain documents, prompting the FBI to uncover thousands of hidden materials. While experts suggest the new information may not change the established narrative, it could spark renewed interest and debate. Trump remarked, "It's a lot of stuff, and you'll make your own determination," highlighting the ongoing intrigue surrounding conspiracy theories. As the release date approaches, anticipation grows over what these documents might reveal. Trump also plans to disclose additional files related to the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy, which could reshape our understanding of these critical events in American history. What secrets might these documents hold?
Fintech and cryptocurrency firms pursue U.S. bank charters. Financial technology and cryptocurrency companies are eagerly pursuing bank charters in the U.S., viewing the current rules as a golden opportunity for growth. Industry leaders believe these charters will boost their trustworthiness and give them a significant advantage in the financial market. As of March 18, 2025, discussions around bank charters have surged, especially after a sharp drop in approvals from U.S. regulators. In 2023, only 4 applications were granted, a stark contrast to the average of 144 approvals per year from 2000 to 2007. The approval rate fell to just 5 annually from 2010 to 2023 due to low interest rates and strict regulations. Gaining bank status could help these firms cut through red tape and lower their costs, allowing them to gain acceptance and explore new business prospects. This renewed interest signals a shift toward a more business-friendly regulatory landscape, potentially reshaping the future of banking and financial services. What does this mean for consumers and the industry? Stay tuned to find out.
Judge blocks transgender military ban. U.S. District Judge Ana Reyes has made a groundbreaking decision by temporarily blocking the military ban on transgender individuals. This ruling, issued on March 18, 2025, followed a lawsuit from 20 current and prospective service members who challenged the ban. Judge Reyes found that the executive order from former President Donald Trump likely violated the U.S. Constitution's protections against gender discrimination. She emphasized the contributions and sacrifices of thousands of transgender service members, stating that the ban denied them equal rights under the law. This significant ruling has been praised by the plaintiff's lawyer and marks a pivotal moment in the ongoing fight for LGBTQ+ rights in the military. It could also shape future military policies, promoting greater inclusivity and equality.
Concerns over China's access to U.S. semiconductor chips. News. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick recently raised alarms about China's access to American semiconductor chips during a conference in Washington, D.C. He stressed the urgent need for the Trump administration to team up with American companies and foreign governments to tighten export rules on crucial technologies. Lutnick warned that some companies are diverting U.S. chips to China for profit, which poses a serious risk to national security. He highlighted the dangers of losing access to Taiwanese semiconductor chips, especially for vital industries like automotive manufacturing. Lutnick called for nations that value freedom and liberty to unite, urging them to prioritize security over profit and trade decisions. The stakes are high, and collaboration is essential to protect our technological future.
Germany's bold defense spending increase. Germany's parliament, the Bundestag, has made a bold move by approving a 500 billion euro increase in defense spending, signaling a shift from years of fiscal caution. This decision responds to rising international tensions, especially from Russia, and reflects changes in U.S. foreign policy. The German government aims to improve military readiness and invest in crucial infrastructure. Friedrich Merz, the conservative leader and chancellor in waiting, stressed the urgency of this funding, noting that Germany has been living under a false sense of security for too long. The legislation still needs the green light from the Bundesrat, the upper house of parliament, which represents Germany's 16 federal states. Support from the Bavarian free voters could help push this through. This significant increase in defense spending mirrors a broader trend among European nations to strengthen their military capabilities in response to perceived threats.
Yemeni government condemns Israeli airstrikes. The Yemeni government has denounced recent Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, calling them a clear violation of international laws. This statement, released by the Yemeni Ministry of Foreign Affairs through the Saba News Agency, criticized the attacks for jeopardizing peace efforts in the region. With over 400 casualties reported, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza has worsened significantly. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced an increase in military operations, stating that future ceasefire talks will only happen under military pressure. This escalation follows a fragile ceasefire established on January 19, 2025, underscoring the ongoing complexities of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The situation remains tense as both sides navigate these challenging developments.
Hungary's controversial law on pride events. Hungary's parliament has passed a contentious law that bans pride events and allows authorities to use facial recognition technology to identify attendees. Backed by Prime Minister Viktor Orban and his ruling Fidesz party, this law aims to enforce strict child protection measures by prohibiting the promotion of homosexuality to minors. With a vote of 136 in favor and 27 against, the ruling party and its coalition partner, the Christian Democrats, showed strong support for this legislation. Violators could face fines of up to 200,000 Hungarian forints, which is about $546. LGBTQ advocates argue that this law scapegoats the community and stifles dissent against the government. The upcoming Budapest Pride, scheduled for June 28, now faces significant threats. This move follows previous actions by the Orban administration that have drawn criticism for repressing LGBTQ rights. The implications of this law raise serious privacy concerns and could impact Hungary's international relations and human rights reputation.
Tencent launches innovative 3D AI tools. Tencent, a top tech company from Beijing, China, has unveiled a groundbreaking suite of open-source artificial intelligence tools that can create impressive three-dimensional visuals from text and images. This launch highlights the rapid growth of Chinese firms in the generative AI space. The new tools include 5 advanced models based on Hunyuan 3D 2.0 technology, featuring turbo versions that can produce high-quality 3D visuals in just 30 seconds. As companies like AI startup DeepSeek begin to compete with U.S. giants, Tencent aims to lead in text to 3D and image to 3D generation. This release follows the earlier debut of Hunyuan Turbo S, a large language model that processes queries faster than DeepSeek's flagship model, R1. Tencent's innovations reflect a broader trend in the tech industry, focusing on enhancing user experiences and expanding creative possibilities.
Trump dismisses FTC commissioners. President Donald Trump has shown the door to 2 Democratic officials at the Federal Trade Commission, Alvaro Bedoya and Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. Bedoya, who joined the FTC in May 2022, has been a strong supporter of consumer rights, particularly against facial recognition and unauthorized data sharing. Slaughter, appointed in May 2018, previously served as chief counsel to Senator Charles Schumer and has advocated for the FTC's independence. Their dismissals highlight ongoing political conflicts and raise concerns about the FTC's ability to function without political pressure. This shakeup could significantly impact consumer protections and corporate regulations across the U.S. As the political landscape changes, what does this mean for your rights as a consumer?
Meloni urges caution on EU-US trade dispute. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is calling for careful consideration regarding the European Union's plans to escalate a trade dispute with the United States through retaliatory tariffs. During a parliamentary session in Rome, she highlighted the importance of maintaining strong connections between Europe and the U.S. Meloni distanced herself from ideas of an independent EU security framework, stating that lasting security cannot be achieved by dividing the two regions. The EU plans to impose counter-tariffs on €26 billion worth of U.S. goods starting next month. Meloni questioned the wisdom of these tariffs and advocated for a negotiated agreement with Washington, emphasizing the potential economic effects on both sides of the Atlantic. Her remarks reflect a desire to strengthen Italy's role within the EU while fostering cooperative relations with the U.S. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.